Okay, we're live.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Retards Talking Noir. Freddy, you want to start us off?
We
can use our real names if we're like trying to like.
No, we're not. Nothing.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna start saying our names halfway through it, anyways. We're just gonna completely forget. So
how are they gonna steal our names?
They don't even know what we look like. So okay, just what?
We're 40-year-old men.
This username is already taken.
What if that was a thing? You had to name like your child a different name every time.
I mean, in that
like,
case,
your child's name has to be semicolon 713.
Jordan number
758. Okay, so what are we talking about today?
Let's discuss
the afterlife.
I kind of want to do both of those. All
right, let's just.
Hey, so how about no first in story times and then from that story time like then we go.
We're going to do the opposite of what you just said.
So the afterlife, then it's a story time.
You know, wait,
we're not even going to do that. The complete opposite.
Yeah, you're sticking to the other one.
We're not going to be talking about it. We're going to be doing it.
Oh. Story time, myself, Freddy.
All right. Who's first?
I guess Jordan, because you gotta present the idea.
Okay, so you die.
For personal reasons, I have decided to die.
I feel like the way Freddy would die, he'd try being a heroic and then just like cowered out last second, like in bungee jumping. That sounds scary.
I've always wanted to bungee jump.
I've always wanted to push my brother off a bungee jump rope without the rope.
Okay. With a normal rope.
Who are these two characters?
Oh, my brother and my sister.
Are they fighting?
No, they're running.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're running.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
It looks like he's jumping on her back.
Yeah. It looks like he's trying to tackle her.
Maybe do them separate.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
My mom. Yeah.
Do a very light color on her because you have a lot of texture in here.
Cool.
Go with the dark color. She's going to, you're not going to be able to see anything. So do like really pale colors for her.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind. When you have so much dark, you want to go very, very light. So these dark colors are not going to be good. You want to stick your very light colors.
Okay.
You don't need shading. You just need a wash of color, and you want to go very, very light.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Just keep on going.
I remember one time I jumped in the trampoline, and I jumped, and I flew, like, very high.
Oh, don't. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's like when it's called double bouncing.
No, but then like I ended up falling on the ground. It's like
I know, you're on the edge and then
like
somebody jumped and you're like
laying your arms around because like it feels like you're gonna fall.
It didn't hurt, but like
it feels weird, it's because of the adrenaline.
It's
the adrenaline, I think. Yeah,
bro, but that's nothing. I tried doing a backflip with no one watching me. I almost cracked my neck.
I when I was a kid, I could do backflips. Now, whenever I tried,
I went like this. My neck went.
Actually, no. When I tried to do a backflip, I broke my cousin's trampoline, and I was gonna go away because of me. I legit broke half of the springs. Like they just flew everywhere.
One
of them hit their dog, but the dog's fine, so it doesn't matter.
Hey guys, story time. Who's white? Oh, we're on. Like,
well, yeah, we are on story time.
I should have done my trampoline.
No.
Why?
What are you guys doing for the summer?
That's why.
Hey, what are you guys doing for the summer?
I'm not going to Kima.
My mom's probably.
I'm gonna go across the border again. See if I won't get caught.
The illegal challenge.
No, that could be a thing.
The illegal challenge.
You have to run across the border back into Mexico.
I think yes, we can.
The illegal challenge. Cross the border into America and try to survive as long as possible.
I can get you a ride.
Guys, on my
without a green card.
I'm on my seventh year, guys.
You can tell your mom.
I think I have room for one person.
Oh, okay.
It's not like you're eating people. Yeah, I think I have room for one more person.
Oh, yeah, Maggie, Jordan, no offense, but it looks like your brother's trying to have you.
Okay.
From the single. No offense.
Wait, what?
Okay.
What if she's just really into that, huh?
Well, but she's 8.
Oh, my God. Hey, can somebody pass me the roller?
Jesus Christ.
teasing.
Sorry, Jordan. My sister's like two.
Bro, guys, back to story time.
We are on story time.
Oh, yeah.
Back to, I'm going to paint your hand if you don't move your hand.
I'm trying to get the ruler because nobody was passing me.
You could just ask.
I did.
When?
When?
I was like, hey, somebody passed me the ruler. You guys kept on laughing.
No, we didn't.
What?
You guys be the worst lifeguards. Or we'd all
I mean, I can't swim. Of course I'd be the worst lifeguard.
Jump into I don't water. Care about people. Of course I'd be the worst lifeguard.
I like how, like, Jordan, like, responds to that. Oh, yeah, Jordan would be the worst lifeguard. I can't swim. Imagine jumping into the water trying to save somebody. And, like,
and then the lifeguard you. Screams out, hey, just follow my voice. Come to me.
No, I feel like right before he jumps into the water, like, he looks
throw,
at the
you
water
like throw the you throw the lifesaver at him, but it lands nowhere near him.
He's like at this. He's like as far as he can go in before
if you
the
have
water
your phone call 911.
And then they're like,
he takes his
it's
time
funny
floating
it's
his
true.
Boat. Then he takes his time just in floating on inflatable raft, little things around his arms.
Yo, okay, so I have a fucked
let me
up idea.
Let me take a break.
It's like, okay, what if two disabled people fought each other? Like, one doesn't have an arm, and then one's on a wheelchair.
I mean, it's easy to just go around the cripple.
Does he have legs? Just kick him in the chest. He should fall backwards.
No, that's not how you beat him. Just, hey, no, just go behind him and throw him off the wheelchair.
Yeah, but you only have one arm.
Oh, exactly. Still, just grab from the bottom and knock over.
You have legs, though. Just kick him in the chest. He should fall back.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. I just like the extremely messed up stuff gets us.
I mean, I'm one of them.
It's pretty funny, though. You're just like with people trying to...
That sounds like something Family Guy would do.
You see a bunch of disabled kids in wheelchairs playing Rocket League?
No.
Oh,
no, I haven't.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Mm.
What do you mean it's pretty funny? That was for charity.
It's funny, though.
Back to the waterproof wallet.
Right here. What are you back to? We haven't been talking about it.
No, that was like in our own time.
Let me put my paint in here. It's nice and
nice and
connected.
She speak of protection. My mom sued the company.
They wanted
they
to return
didn't
you.
Work. That's how they had me. They use me as proof.
They want to return a an item.
We come them in the product that I created.
Oh my God! Just imagine doing that to your kids
as a prank, and then you forget to tell them April Fools.
When you
my parents said anniversary was on April 1st, so as a joke, I said your marriage is a joke, and they laughed and they cried.
Oh, okay.
You haven't seen that meme?
No,
it's a meme. It's not what.
Have you seen that video where like?
I remember on my birthday party, I was like turning 7 or something. My uncle's band, they came to play at my party, and I was like, oh yeah, pump it up, guys. And so, like, near the end of the day, a butterfly went into my house. It was, like, 9 or something. And that was, like, really late at the time for me, and I was, like, really impressed with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A butterfly came into my house, and then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna kill it. And when I killed it, I started crying. Just right there in the middle of the living room, there was, like... It was like butterfly guts all over my TV.
I remember eating ants.
Bro, that's like, I shot a squirrel in the head. It didn't die. It was just like screeching like, ah! My dad told me to kill it. So like, meet it. I cried. I was like, no. What
kind of survival situation? You're. How poor are you that you need to kill and eat a squirrel?
No, like, it was so fun.
y'all ever just kill innocent animals for fun?
No, like, I did it, but I couldn't, so I just threw it in the forest of my neighbor's yard. It's a prank.
It's still alive, you just threw it and with the father died.
I just done that the first time. But
it's
no.
Just a prank.
Bro, just grab it by the tail and whack it against a tree.
No. I was like 5, but now I will actually kill.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, like, you talk a lot about that, about like killing things, but you can't kill a squirrel, like.
No, but
you
that
were
was
5. Like, okay, that's more understandable.
Yeah, I was 5. I was a little.
I used to have this cousin, and at the time, all of us were like really into like
anime.
Sonic, like
oh my god, that Sonic like, face! Oh,
yeah, yeah, Sonic face. We were, like, we were like 5 or something, right, Joe? Okay.
Yeah,
you remember Sonic X, right?
That was like I back when I was like 8 or 9.
I used to watch it a lot. Yeah,
yeah. It was like what, on that one? Saturday.
Are they like the original ones? We're like, and I'll seal their fate.
No.
Sonic X, it's not like, the original.
Gotta go fast.
Sonic X.
Oh god. I'll seal their fate. Sonic.
It was based off the Sonic Adventure games. I don't know what season 3 was. That was whack.
No, I love
season 1 and 2. Season 1 was a Sonic Adventure 1.
I don't remember.
Have you ever
season
seen
2 was
a
Sonic
one?
Adventure 2. Ready?
Have you ever seen the
and then
original
season
one?
3 was just ass.
That's why I'm what? Have you seen the original one?
Yes, I've seen the original
one. Original one.
I love the original one.
When Sonic was, like, small.
Small. Who out here nutting to Sonic's sister?
Sue animals.
Man.
Yeah, Hedgehog.
You remember that squirrel thing? What's her name?
What?
It's like a squirrel.
Is it yellow?
She was kind of yellow.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They always like put her in Sonic. You know what I mean? They
like, yeah.
The 5-year old.
Yeah,
girl,
yeah. Okay.
Them,
yeah,
you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We don't talk about
that. We don't talk about that. We've all seen some things, isn't that? You can't lie. You've seen some really weird things.
Bro, don't you just hate it when your parents lock their bedroom? I just hate it. I keep on trying to look under. I can't see.
My parents hate it when I lock my bedroom.
Bro, they hate it when you... Hey, don't you just hate it when like what you lock your bedroom and whenever they lock their bedroom, you can't do anything because they're your parents? I always wonder what they're doing there. They're probably playing Monopoly.
They're watching Sonic X.
they're probably...
They're playing Monopoly because they take this so long.
They're playing on their... They stole your Xbox.
But I'm playing on my Xbox.
Oh, that's
Mom,
a fate.
Mom, Dad, what were you doing?
Oh, we were playing... here's $500. Let's never talk about this again.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to have a dog, right?
Yeah.
My gave
did
it
you
to
give
us.
It chocolate?
No. No.
Probably.
No. Okay. No, actually, no, you need to know about this, alright?
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
You were a messed up kid?
No, okay. One day. No, okay, I'm just gonna tell you. When I was a kid, I used to have a pet deer. Let me tell you the story.
Beer?
Deer.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bro, I'm Texan. I have this armadillo for a pet.
I'm Beaner. I had a deer in my backyard in a suburban area. Okay. One day, my dad, I was like in my room, I was playing on my tablet, right? It was like the cheapest tablet you could get, right?
The ones from the flea market.
It was like an off-brand one?
It was very off-brand. It was so off-brand. The most off-brand you could get. It was named Cheetos, like, it was very off-brand. Right? Okay. One day, I was just playing on my WAG tablet, right?
Yeah.
And then my dad came home, and I was like, Daddy, you know, being the little, like, 7-year-old that I was, you know?
Yeah.
And so, then I ran, as soon as I saw what he had in his hands, I ran back. He had a baby deer in his hands, right?
Yeah.
He brought a baby deer into our house.
Lucky.
He said he found it, like, near where he was working, and it was, like, all alone. And he just took it.
Oh, my dad,
He just took it. He didn't even look for the fence. He just grabbed
well,
it.
Well, that sounds like a Bambi movie.
It was...
Except the mother actually lives.
No, we don't know about the mother.
Yeah, oh my god, wait, just so, you know, mom drops her kid off in the meadow, hey, stay here, I'm gonna go to the grocery store, I'll be right back, comes back, her kid's gone. Like, you kidnapped somebody.
No, it wasn't a baby, it was a baby deer, alright? It wasn't...
baby.
The mom comes back.
I mean, I don't remember. I think he said something about their parents dying. I don't know.
he
didn't shoot him, he was working.
My dad was drunk one time, and he bought home a rabbit.
Was it alive?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
It was a brown one. It was like, so.
Did you keep it as a pet, or was your dad so drunk he like ate it raw?
No, we kept it. We kept it as a pet. And so, like, so it was one night, and then he was drunk, and so he was with his friend, and they decided to play a game. Whoever won kept the rabbit. It was about catching the rabbit.
Oh, I used to do that all the time, and I regret it. I was.
That's how my rabbit
died. I lost all my rabbits died at the church game to me. I got like 10 rabbits. All of them died. Because they kept on playing the tossing game, it kept on falling. The bad part is, I was immature. I didn't even know they got hurt.
They had no fall damage.
My older cousin.
Rabbits can die of strokes very easily. Because their heart rate beats so fast, so if you get them under a lot of stress and stuff, they'll pretty much have a cardiac arrest.
I wonder that
they should have come to the school in that case.
Keep on going. Sorry to interrupt.
Wait, okay. Oh, no, that's
you guys interrupted me. I'm still not done with my story.
Oh, yeah. Kidnapping the baby deer.
Yeah, okay. So he brought it home. I got scared. I ran into my room. I stayed in there for like 3 hours. I went to sleep. I woke up. I went outside. In my backyard. I completely forgot. I blanked out. I'm like, yeah, that was probably a dream. I went into my backyard, and in the corner, I saw the baby deer, and I ran again. And so, like, 3 days passed without me going into my backyard. And finally, I was like, hey, I'm a man now. I'm a big boy. I'm going to go into the backyard, and I'm going to beat up that deer so it knows who's boss. I went into the backyard, and I cuddled with the deer. It was a cute deer. I mean, it was adorable.
Imagine Bambi.
What happened to the deer? I mean, deer, not deer.
I'll get to that. Don't worry.
Okay,
don't worry.
Okay.
We just fed it, like, normal deer stuff, like cabbage and carrots.
As you do. Like,
every day.
Yeah.
Did you keep it chained up to a rope? It's like not even to his neck, just to his legs.
He was in our backyard. Where would he go?
He could jump a fence when he gets older.
It was like as tall as that flag over there. Like,
that's really tall.
It's a really tall fence. You would have been surprised.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the deer.
No, I'm not talking about the deer.
What a deer.
No. Imagine like getting lost in the forest and seeing a deer like the size of Bigfoot.
That would be scary. You know, if Bigfoot was locked up in a zoo, we wouldn't really care about it.
What do you mean?
Like, we would just say, oh, look, it's just another big monkey.
It's big boy monkey.
Oh, wow, you're a big boy.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Get some.
All right, Michael J. Jordan.
Then one day, I remember, like, being bored, and I'm like, hey, Mom, I'm going to go in the backyard and play with the deer. At this point, the deer was, like, a couple months old, you know.
Yeah.
And it kicked you?
No, it didn't kick me.
Dang it.
I never got hurt by the deer.
Okay.
Did you?
No, just shut up.
You
listen
hurt
to the story.
The
stop.
I interrupt way too much.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You just interrupted me. Okay.
Okay.
So I went to the backyard, right? And so I started playing with the deer like it was a dog. Like,
yeah.
I started petting it. Then I'm like, come on, boy. You want to know what we call the deer?
Maybe.
Veto. Veto. I'm not kidding.
Veto.
Veto.
That'd be a great name for a deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We named it Veto. My dad was really, like, in love with the deer. Like, he, like... No.
No, you just made it sound weird.
Yeah.
Had he not said that, then it would not have been weird.
He just loved the deer. Like,
he liked to take care of the deer. No. Actually, maybe. He wasn't home a lot. He was just always... You know. He liked taking care of the deer. He liked having a deer, but he didn't tell me why he liked it until like the very end of the deer's existence. But I'll get to that later. Let me finish this part.
Oh God! I know what happened. He's Mexican. I know what's gonna happen.
Okay, so I went to the backyard, started playing with it like a dog, and then if you treat something like it is something, they will eventually start acting like it. And so the deer started chasing me around the yard. At first I was just running. And then I realized it was just chasing me. Because it... Yeah, it just started...
Wait, was it a male or a female?
It's a male.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Imagine getting impaled.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me.
He didn't have his own horns yet.
Oh,
but he had like little stubs, like he was starting, you know. So I ran inside, and my mom was like laughing at me because she saw through like the window. Because she was like in the living room and the porch door, you know. She saw it through that, and then she was like laughing at me. And then the day came when everyone was there. You know, it was like I think it was like Thanksgiving or like Christmas, something like that.
No. Can we get enough
food?
Went
to the back.
Just
see the
grid. No,
okay. So one day I was just outside with Veto, and my dad's like, "Hey, you should go inside." And I'm like, "Why?" He just go inside. And don't come outside. It's a surprise.
Can we get an F in the chat?
It's a surprise. Like a bunch of my uncles are there and stuff, you know. What they did was they cut down a tree.
Oh.
I'll get to why they cut down that tree. It was a very thick tree.
Oh, you're in a bad dude.
Stop it. No. No. Okay. They cut down a tree, and they used the stump as, like, a cutting board.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a very big stump. It was, like, from here. It was a very big tree.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we get it? I
feel bad.
Okay. So the way he killed the deer is my uncles, they rallied him up. You know, they lassoed him. But they were aiming for the neck so they could noose him. But they got him by the foot somehow. Okay, so they tied him to a tree. I remember looking at this from my window, and I was mortified. Damn. They got like bats. They just started using him like a pinata. No joke. I think my dad has a picture. I'm not sure.
Were you crying?
Of course I was crying. We had him for like a year or two.
Can we get
him? And they just started batting him. They tied him by a foot to a tree and they started batting him.
Imagine you just join in.
No. Okay. Okay.
Okay, can we get an app?
I was gonna say something, but then you distracted me. Shut up, okay.
I make everybody get distracted.
You don't distract us.
This isn't supposed.
Hey, Jordan, I need your help with the ball.
Okay.
Okay. So what happened?
Come on.
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Oh, is that it?
So what happened was no, that was not the end of it.
Oh my god.
It's never the end. Of it.
This is sad.
It's gonna get way more sad.
Can we play some sad music?
So not only okay, like bro, we have to eat them, right? Because you know we ain't gonna waste good deer.
Yeah.
Like we raised that deer since its birth, and that's why my dad wanted it so much. It's because he wanted to eat it.
Okay.
He trusted us.
And so like he was trying to take care of it to eat it, you know.
Hey, that's smart.
Oh yeah, you missed a lot of it, miss. We ate my deer. We named him Beto, and he died.
And then Freddy joined in on the beating.
No, we didn't.
My dad probably just pretended it owed him money.
No,
where's
stop
my money?
Bah!
I mean, I think it would have been a lot more sensible just to.
You know, it would have been more. It would have been more sad.
Can't stop a deer snack. You have any idea how hard that is?
Nope.
I do.
From freaking bone bender.
Okay, so.
Okay, can you stop distracting him?
Okay. So yeah. Then,
okay, fine.
I went outside right after they killed it. Like, as soon as it, like, died, like, got knocked out. They kept going for, like, a full minute. They thought it wasn't dead because it kept moving, but it was only moving because they kept hitting it. Eventually, they realized, oh, it's dead. And so, they like, cut off its head, you know. They skinned it first of all, obviously. They skinned it.
Yeah.
And to this day, I still have the blanket.
Wait, stop. That's the end of the story. He finished, okay?
I didn't finish.
Okay, keep on going. I'm not going to stop until you complete the stuff.
Oh, you can say what you were about to say.
Was this at your house, like where you live right now, or was
it? It was at my old house, in the suburbs.
Okay.
I don't live in the... I literally said I live in the middle of the woods. You think that's the suburbs?
Hey, there's houses right
now. So that's rural.
It's rural, yeah.
No, I was just out of curiosity.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Keep on going.
And so, I was like 7. Okay. No, never mind. Okay. So, you know.
Was that the lightest green available?
Oh,
No.
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 Oh, do I restart?
I told you to stay away from the darker colors.
I can't help it.
I can't help it.
Don't lock away his passion.
Don't start over. Just finish your other characters and then we'll cut them out, put them on the paper, and see what they look like. How about that?
Okay.
Like 7.
Try to go with the lightest colors. Again.
I should be banned for colors.
Do we pick out your colors for you? I don't want to do that. That takes away your...
Okay, keep on going with your story. Now that
so, you know, they skinned it. About a week later, because you can't just make a blanket out of, like, wet, bloodied skin, right? You gotta like ferment it and dry it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad knew how sad I was. Like he saw me whenever I went outside and they were done beating it, and he was like, "Oh, sad boy." And so what he did was, he told my uncle, instead of just chopping off the head, you know, to make like a little honey blanket. You know, a honey blanket. Like,
I don't just.
Okay, it's a blanket. With a hood on it.
Oh, it's
so you can like wrap yourself completely.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my god.
I was 7, and the deal was pretty big, so you know I could use that as a blanket. My dad told my uncle, "Hey, we should skin it." My uncle's like, "I," and so it doesn't fit me anymore, obviously, but I still have it.
Can I have it?
No.
Okay. Correction: do you have a picture of it? So I'm like, we see what it looks like.
It looks dope. It's really like raggedy.
I have a picture of like my friend. He went to Mexico, and he like skinned.
It has a disease with it too. It has a lot of disease. You can't just kill something and expect it to be like, oh yeah, clean.
Very healthy.
You imagine know. You get ticks because of it.
I did, actually. That's exactly what happened. We watched it afterwards.
After you got ticks?
After we got the ticks. I got rid of the ticks.
And
no, to this day, I still have the ticks.
Yeah, you can actually see behind my ear. It's actually pretty big.
Okay, oh, I need to continue, alright? Okay. So they made the blanket a week after that happened. I was still sad by then, but that made me feel better. wearing his skin like a barbarian. Okay, so they were like cutting off the thing, you know. They were saving it for Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever. I forgot what holiday it was. It was one of those.
Yeah.
But the thing that I thought they were just killing it to kill it, because my dad said, "Oh, he's growing out his horns. We can't keep him anymore. He's gonna get too rowdy, and then the neighbors are gonna know." Like the neighbors didn't know. Everyone knew. They just didn't say anything.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that was illegal, keeping a wild animal as a pet without like proper licenses.
A deer.
And that's another reason why we didn't keep it. It's because it was kind of illegal.
Wrong. So wait, the mirror.
Oh, is that it?
No, there's more.
Oh my god.
Okay. So I had to eat him, you know, because cannibalism. He was basically my brother, dude.
Oh, okay.
Like, even my brother didn't live up to his standards. It was a deer, man. A deer was more of my brother than my actual brother was.
Okay, know? Understand.
Yeah, okay.
That's why you didn't join the meeting. Got it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
My friend, he went to Mexico. He skinned a pig. Like, they had to take out, like, the... He took pictures of it, and then he sent me the pictures. So first they had the head on the bucket, and then they had, like, the whole spine ripped out and stuff. And then they had, like, the insides and all the guts and stuff. Like,
you gotta gut a pig. You can't just eat pig instead.
No, like...
I know what you mean.
Did you make gelatin out of it?
No, not me. My friend.
I know what your friend
did. Did he make gelatin?
I don't know.
I don't think that's possible, but I think you need the deer horns to make gelatin, too.
Yeah, you don't need deer horns.
No, like the inside of it. You can also use it.
You can eat the pig thing.
Yeah. I have a similar story, but it was with an actual pig. I was taking care of it for a week.
No, stop. Let me finish.
You're not even freaking finished.
Okay. I ate him, right? And the worst part is... It's not a finish. Just shut up. Okay.
I just Jordan's home. I can't make a ball break.
When I opened the freezer door, guess what I saw?
What?
His head.
Oh. Called it.
Okay.
His skinned head staring at me, and I was mortified for like another month.
Did he scream?
Of course I screamed. Like, my best friend's head was in the freezer.
Like in that one movie.
Imagine telling that to someone out of context.
Freddy, out of context. A lot of that wouldn't make sense. You need a lot of context for what I'm about to say.
And I saw his head staring right at me as I opened the door.
Oh yeah, it was a deer head too.
You should have said the freezer. You
Same difference.
Okay, okay, whatever.
You know.
Oh, is your story finished yet or not?
It finished.
Oh.
And then I played Bionicle after that.
Hey,
Jordan,
can you help me with the block? I feel like mine was like...
Alright, I see.
I have another story. I forgot what it was, though.
About the aliens signing you up for Space Wars.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah,
you can forget that.
I gotta copyright that.
Alright, so...
So, yeah, back to the...
That's not where you're supposed to be.
Exactly. Hey, just go along with it.
But then that means you have to create a different angle.
Not too bad. Just go for it. Just fix it.
Yeah, you gotta create.
You know, you could just copy and paste this one.
Yeah.
I don't know how to
fold it.
Yeah, you can, like...
No,
I'm not gonna fold it, fold it. You can fold it, and then, like...
You can see it.
Yeah, you can see it.
My vision is horrible.
Just erase...
It stop being horrible.
Just erase all of this, and, like...
I don't know why you did it so dark, too. You did it pretty dark.
I'm gonna hate you, Freddy.
Inciting violence.
Dark, huh?
I don't, I'm racist, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Hey, it's
I'm you heard it here first, folks.
My sister gets pissed off when I do a stereotypical Mexican voice.
Why?
You know what it sounds like?
I hate
Senora.
It.
Senora. So you guys like that's super racist.
That doesn't sound stereotypical.
It's not racist.
And
if
it's
you
not
are
racist.
Racist.
No,
it's
I know.
That's like being black and saying
race.
The N word. It's
yeah.
not racist.
Hey, no, no, no.
You know, Puerto Ricans
can
also say the N word.
And then I was like, Mom doesn't care if I do it like that.
But I do. That's racist. I'm Mexican. How is that racist? Because it's still racist.
I'm more Mexican than you are.
We're both born here.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah,
I'm not sure you know my past history.
Yeah, my past
Mexico.
Life.
I'm an illegal product.
Proud illegal, proud illegally oh. for 7 years.
No,
what am I
gonna do about it? No, I don't. Oh yeah, that's right. You don't understand Spanish. Hello.
It's not how that works.
I'm made in Mexico.
No. And if anything, I should say no, America. I'm more Mexican because my name is Emiliano. That's my middle name.
That's not a Spanish name.
Hey, no, I should be. I'm more Mexican. Her name's America.
Oh, wait, hold on.
No, really?
It's right there. Is it right there?
Emiliano.
You named your parents named your sister America.
We call her Nana.
What about Mexico?
That's like naming your brother IHOP. Like.
I mean, they do that. I know. I know.
There's South America, Central America.
Yeah.
I IHOP because it's American.
I know a friend who's named Asia, but not spelled Asia. It's spelled A-G-I-A.
Asia?
Yeah. And her last name is Hugs, but it's not spelled Hugs. It's spelled H-U-G-H-E-S.
Yeah, yeah, I have a name like that. Not a name. A friend like that. I'm not named that.
Hugs.
Hugs. Pronounce Hughes or something.
No. Because then you would have to take out the G and A. And a H.
Okay, I'm gonna try doing it. I can't do it. I can't see.
Loading chunk.
Chungus.
Stop it. Please, God.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
I forgot, we were still recording.
Yeah, we are.
Back to my story.
I woke up at 4 for no reason.
I was gonna send it to you. I recorded it and everything beforehand. I was just gonna send it to you exactly at 4 in the morning.
You never sent it.
The Minecraft ASMR. Yeah.
I have been waiting.
That's why you woke up at 4. Your instinct told you to.
Yes.
but same thing, like Freddy's story. My dad bought 2 pigs. We were taking care of it for a week. I look at him. He didn't even tell me to go inside. Didn't even tell me. Just stabbed the pig straight in the heart. Let it bleed out. No. Didn't even tell me. And then the bigger pig that we had was like this freaking big.
You let it suffer. That's
my
uncle,
my grandpa, for my death, sorry, freaking just stabbed it in the heart. And it was going like.
Were you like standing like.
I was right there when he did it.
Oh my god.
Like, oh no.
But in his defense,
my
I was
dad's a sensible man. Your dad is crazy.
Hey, no, he's full blood Mexican, bro.
That sounds something my dad would have done.
Yeah, he wants
my dad's
done,
also
right.
full blood Mexican. Why do you tip across the border?
No, why
you
do
you
want
me more meaner than all of you?
What?
I was one.
What?
I was one when I crossed the border.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, but you're named Freddy, and that's not Beaner.
Yeah. Oh, my last name's Abey, and then I'm on Dragon. That's like the most Beaner name you could
have. No, it isn't. There's like Arturo, Ruben, there's Carlos, there's Pedro.
Freddy.
That's a joke, don't worry. So it was very funny.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
you don't have the same sense of humor as us.
We have, no, Jordan has like a very dark.
Yeah.
So wait, what'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
You're just like you're like right at the tip of a mountain. I'm like in like the sky.
bro, I'm like out of this galaxy, bro. I'm like on the edge of the galaxy.
I'm not even
as it's expanding.
I'm off the grid. like infinitely babe. Off the grid.
Well, Joe. Oh wait, pranks on you guys. I'm on the grid.
You just say prank on you guys.
Yeah, I can't say jokes on you anymore.
You just said it.
Yeah, but it's gone. You said it.
Yeah, well, April Fool's is like old now. You can stop.
Bro, that was a year old.
Oh, wait. April Fool's is a year old. We did that last year, guys.
You know. Just hate it when you're riding the bus on New Year's Eve and like, and the bus driver says, "See you next year." I did not understand what that meant until New Year's passed. I was that dumb. I didn't understand. She was like, "See you next year." I was like, "It's still the same
wait
year
minute.
When you're gonna see me."
Wait a minute. Where was that? I don't think Metro is on during New Year's.
No, year. The school bus. She was like, "See you next year. It's still gonna be the same." And like, I got so confused.
How old were you? Was this like last week?
No, it was last time New Year's happened. 2017.
Is that where you are?
I know it happened on 2017.
I figured that out when I was
no,
in like
hey,
third grade.
Hey, no, she said it on 2017. It was then next year was it 2018. I was like, "Oh yeah, no, I get it."
Bus driver.
Our bus driver.
Our bus driver, Miss Heather.
Our
no, Miss Heather who said it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you're a bus driver driving you. All alone. New Year's Eve.
I'm not even kidding.
What? I know.
I'm not even kidding.
Actually, no, I didn't know, but I don't really care.
I wish I could live
I
in Florida. It's like home of the wild people.
We should talk about something else. You tell a story. You told us about that how you
okay,
sneak
about,
out at night in like Houston. Tell us one of those stories. There's something weird.
Okay,
that happened.
I don't think anything's weird happened. The closest to weird would be like four cops in the same neighborhood, because like my neighborhood was wild. There'd be like shootings every other week.
Where my aunt sells tacos, there was like we heard gunfire like next door, not no joke. And like as soon as we were leaving, it wasn't next door, it was apparently like on the corner store.
Yeah,
we saw like ambulances on the corner store and we're like, oh no.
And this is why I'm telling my grandma I should get a gun.
No,
they don't
you're the last person we should give a gun to.
They don't trust me with the gun. My dad said as
no
soon as
one
he
does. Nobody even trusts me regularly.
That's why I'm telling my parents, at least get me a replica of the Glock 19. The CO2 pistol.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
But yeah, they don't trust me with the gun for some reason.
Okay, what would you do with the gun?
I know when they don't trust me with a BB gun or a regular gun.
I used to have a BB gun.
Because
I shot my brother in the eye
like by accident.
Oh,
no, because
I have a BB
gun. The
gun
is stupid because I kept on going like this, kept on shooting, and it's like one of those crappy spring loaded ones.
Yeah.
Kept on doing it. The one time I just pointed at my brother's head, it fires. Then I do it again a couple times.
Wait, you shot your brother again?
Yeah, no, then I do it again on his leg.
Is it like point blank range?
He was like, I was here. He was like, here.
That's point blank. What are you
but
doing?
See, yeah. If I do one, I'm going to be more smart. I'm going to shoot him once.
Shot him twice.
No, I'm going to shoot him once in CO2. But I want to go like CO2.
I used to have the exact same, the crappy spring loaded ones.
Bro, I hate those. I want like a real
Did you have to like load it like individually each bullet through like the back or through the bottom? Like there was an actual magazine.
There was an actual magazine.
Yeah,
you
I
have
one of those too. My cousin left that at my house and he's like, "You know what? You can keep it. I have a better one."
No, I have a Nerf gun.
I have an off-brand Nerf gun.
The first thing I did was that I went outside. First little squirrel I found, I tried to tell it to end my misery. I gave up the gun.
Like this one. He was like, that reminds me of a story when you said the squirrel, because like my mom was driving. There was a squirrel in the middle of the road. We were like broad day, like my mom was honking the horn so it moved, because like, I know, Mexican moms don't want to hurt anything. But then,
no one wants to.
Are you sure about that?
Especially my Mexican mom.
You've never had a good. Yeah.
You've never had a good beating.
You've never had a good beating before.
And then, the squirrel did something so cute. We stopped the car because it was like praying. It had its things like this. It's like this whole thing.
That's how.
And then we ran it over.
Oh, okay.
And then we ran it over.
Yeah. That was a good time. Those were the good times.
Alright, you probably have something to say.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I
don't.
You have one of those faces.
I said, say something.
No.
Oh, yeah, here. Actually, I think I got a replica of the Glock 19 I want to get.
What? Oh, all right.
I thought you were out. Oh, sorry.
That's funny. You're like, I think I have it with me, and I'm like, hold up.
Why would I bring it to school?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? I don't know.
No, that's actually something dumb I did. I brought it to my cousin's house because I wanted to show it off. I was like, you know what? No, I'm just going to go in there and say hi. I left it in the bushes. I walked back. I forgot I left it in the bushes. I come back. It's gone. And my uncle gave it to me.
Thank you.
My uncle gave it to me before he passed.
his driver's test. C-O...
Go.
Two...
Oxygen. Oh, wait, no, that's not. Carbon.
Glock...
Not just carbon. Carbon dioxide.
19...
What's another word for rust?
Decay.
I don't know.
Iron monoxide.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm on school's Wi-Fi.
It's guys, like iron oxide.
Hey, guys, here's our sponsor. They're not paying us, jackass. XVPN.
You can't say a no-no word.
You said a no-no word. Times I was saying it in reference.
In reference to what?
I don't know.
To a donkey.
In reference to the movie.
Oh, have you seen the movie? The movies are great.
What movies? The shooting movies?
No, like...
The movies we were just quoting right now.
The ones you...
Literally the name
the,
of the
no,
movie.
The no-no word you said.
The no-no word.
The no-no word.
I forgot what I said.
If you actually forgot what you said, you're actually like...
Okay, so if we hand you a gun, are you going to forget how to use it?
It's like riding a bike. As soon as you pull the trigger, you know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, no, this that's what it looks like.
If you're on the school, imagine he's on the school's Wi-Fi.
Hey, don't worry. Hey, they know what I'm searching up. It's on Amazon.
You start hearing
that's
some
how
knocking.
They know it's fake.
Oh.
And plus it says right there.
I don't know, there's some crazy
Glock
people on Amazon.
Glock Blend 3G19.
You heard that one dude trying to sell his underwear for like $1 million?
That's eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Amazon.
Craigslist.
$67!
Stop it.
Ah, free shipping.
Ah, free shipping.
Free shipping. Not even worth it for the free shipping. I can do that by myself.
$67? Or $66 one shipping? Nah, $67.
What would a real Mexican do? Probably rob places for the people.
No, they will go to the flea market.
They would rob a flea market.
A flea market's like less than the thrift shop.
Yeah. That's how you know it feels.
No, flea market is the
ghetto version
it's
of
the ghetto. Yeah, it's the ghetto version.
Which flea markets have you all gone to?
I went to like a couple. Some by Audine, some by Houston.
I went to Tia Pancha, Trader's Village.
You went to a village, bro? That's why.
Bro, I went to
Trader's
with
Village.
Did you trade emeralds with them? Did you get mending?
No.
They went to Mitienda.
It's up to you.
I went to Mitienda. I went to a flea market. A flea
one time I was going to rob something right there.
What?
At the flea market?
Yeah. I feel bad.
I remember when I was like five or something.
Like
we were at Food City, right?
Like very secret.
Do you know those off-brand Legos that they sell at the flea market?
Yeah.
My aunt works at a thrift shop, and there's a lot of them. You'd be surprised.
They're like $5 for a fake one. It's like, come on, man.
A fake Rolex? What is that?
My dad bought me a fake Lego set. It looked really dope, though. It was like an attack helicopter.
Oh, was it like Falas?
It was like Creo.
Oh, was it from Falas?
You call it Falas?
Yeah.
That's how your parents call it?
That's how I pronounce it. Yeah, my parents also call it like that.
Falas?
Yeah.
Oh, we call it Faya.
Ah, you're one of them people.
Yeah.
For 95 and $89.
Nobody cares, Ruben.
I think you're the parents and the CO2 cartridges.
Okay, I think your obsession with guns is getting kind of...
Hey, my parents don't trust me with a real gun. They might trust me with this.
They wouldn't trust you with that. You gotta bathe it and feed it properly.
Feed the bullets.
They won't trust you with finger guns.
Hey, no, not in this house. I was pointing at something.
My mother said, she will never let me buy any gun related things.
Yeah, same. If I wanted a Nerf gun when I was a kid, because all my cousins had like Nerf guns. My big boy cousin, he my big boy. Yeah, okay, that's what I called him when I was a kid, right?
Okay.
Because he was like big.
In terms of size?
He has a kid now. That's how.
Oh,
he's like 20 years. Something.
Okay. Oh, I thought about saying he's 7.
Okay. He had like a BB gun, right?
Yeah.
At the time, he was like 15 maybe. And all my cousins had Nerf guns and like water guns. My parents would never let me get anything like that.
You know those
I don't think this would work.
You know those plastic
even fireworks. Like you know the ones that you throw and they pop?
Yeah.
That's the only thing they let me get ever.
You know those
to this day that's the only thing they let
you
me
know,
get.
You know the plastic water guns that has candy at like the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the only gun related thing I would have gotten.
Wow.
It was like
yeah, the same thing.
It was in Food Town.
No, my parents wouldn't even let me get that. They would be like, no, that's sponsoring that. You get the car. You get into hard work labor.
Yeah. Guys, that's nothing. My mom let me...
Not child labor.
Bro, you know what my dad got me? Christmas? A Red Ryder BB gun. I lost it.
Come on, man.
Whenever my cousin told me, hey, you can keep that BB gun, I'm like, oh, sweet. The first thing I did was shoot it. And I'm glad that I did because my parents were like, no, you can't keep it. Because my dad shot it. I went to my dad and he's like, oh, hard is it? I loaded it and I shot it at, and then I gave it to him and he shot it at the wall. It went like a foot every second. He's like, no, that's too fast.
Too fast. Too new.
Then he threw it in the trash. I'm like, wait, that's so hard.
I always ask my parents to buy it.
Just a regular.
Never let me. Bro, I'm like, I'm telling you. I
would
have
like, what time do we leave this bus?
It's like
just the plastic
11:25.
No.
Yeah.
I always get like one of those crappy. Oh, sorry, language. Sorry, I know. Poopy. spring loaded ones. Never did anything. They always break on the first week.
Why do people like? Okay, so like. I kind of understand it, but like in my school, like the middle school that I went to last year, like people, like the teachers, like whenever you said, I'm just gonna say the underworld for just in case.
Yeah,
so, yeah. They would think it's like offensive. It's like how? It's like
it's in the Bible.
No, it's not even. It's not described in the Bible. It's not.
It has the word in it. So
it has
saying
a word
the Bible
in it. But it's like. It's like, how is it related to anything offensive? Unless if it's like, oh, go to that place. It's like, oh, okay, I understand it. But other than that, there's no...
Or like, if you're not religious, you can't... Like, even if you're not religious and somebody says, like, Jesus Christ around you, like, is that really offensive?
It's not offensive.
It's like, hey, you're doing that thing I don't want to do. Stop it.
People have crazy morals, and the morality is inconsistent. Not just with like an individual, but society as well. You know, go back a century. Go back a century. It's like, you know,
or millennium, thousands of years.
Go back.
No, I just said 100 years, not 1,000.
Oh, that'd be century then. And if you said 1,000,
oh wait, hold on, I'm getting confused. What?
That guy's confused me.
I remember back in the old days, you could like.
I'm gonna send the picture to my mom. Hopefully, she'll buy it. I mean, I'll give her the money.
You send her the picture, no context. She thinks it's a threat.
You're gonna get.
Yeah, I'm going to jail.
I'm gonna send her like a really good. I'm gonna cover up the. You know what?
The price. you're gonna cover the price.
No. I'm gonna do something very. Oh, let's just make sure she can't see that private. She doesn't like when I search things in private search. She always thinks I'm doing something bad.
Yeah, like searching up guns isn't bad. isn't fishy.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna cover up the price.
That's what I
do. And highlight the free shipping.
It's a pretty good deal to me, Nico.
look,
could be $1 million.
Free shipping.
I'm actually gonna send that to my mom. And I'll give you the money if you can buy this for me on Amazon. Don't worry, I won't shoot up Pepe's house, I promise.
Pepe's who?
Pepe's. That we call her grandma, her name's Teresa, we call her Pepe. That's a family thing.
Okay.
That's kind of an African American name.
No,
it's T-E-T, like it's like a short name that we call her. Like my sister's name is Nana, N-A-N-A.
Nana sounds like more of a grandmother name.
Yeah.
Well, too
bad.
Nana.
Yeah.
Tell me about that one time you almost got arrested.
My Xbox One makes me look.
You showed that meme 3 times already.
50 pesos. This is you, Freddy. That makes my friend then look
stupid.
50 pesos. Now, time to go to my...
My cousin can't open his Instagram in public anymore.
Yeah.
I sent somebody the weights I use.
It's funny though. I mean,
I'm a sin. Oh.
What else is there? Say something.
Okay. So okay, I came up with this interesting theory of the afterlife.
Shut up.
It's like okay.
Oh my
so
god.
I sent it. I'll give you.
That still sounds like a threat. You send a gun, a picture of a gun to somebody, and then it says, "I'll give you the money."
But this is actually a pretty good price, dude. $67.
It's free.
It's free shipping. I promise you, Mom.
Everything's free, even the shipping.
Okay. Wait. What are you saying? I'll give you the money.
Shut up. Theory of the afterlife.
Okay, so
there is no afterlife.
I don't exactly.
All life is.
Shut up.
I don't exactly remember the guy's name, but it's kind of based off of purgatory and all of that, and how he had like hell into like separate rings and stuff. It's like in order for me to explain my part, my addition.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
It's like there's like sucks. Gluttony all and right. There's like.
It's a very complicated
like
thing. Yeah, and then each one of those layers have their own levels and stuff. It's like,
yeah.
So then I believe that there's like a box, an infinite box within an infinite box within an infinite box. And so each one are like different levels. You know, it's like the outer one's like, oh, you don't believe in like, you know, so you're just there. Hang out.
Even if you don't believe in God, if you don't do anything bad, I think you'll still go to heaven.
Yeah,
that's not my theory.
That's what they say.
Yeah, they had the plans display each level of thing. Like
wait,
the non-believers will be like some planet.
Wait,
and
just out of curiosity, what would you classify yourself like to get into heaven or into hell? I think that like if you have any guilt, you'd go to hell. But if you have done nothing wrong, you don't regret anything.
What if you're a psychopath and you can't feel guilt? Will you go to heaven?
Oh
like,
no, you'll go
oh,
to
Jesus
hell.
Christ!
Hey, watch your language. Hey. That's my word.
Everyone has their own view on it. It's really interesting.
I'm gonna be honest. My parents are like really religious.
Yeah,
and, when I say my parents, I mean my dad forcibly makes me go to church.
My
mom doesn't go to church.
My grandmother is like very.
You see the
she's like
on his
a
head?
Diehard Christian. You know, and then there's like my mother and me. We're just Catholics, you know, hanging out.
I forgot what I am.
I'm a religion.
I'm a rhino. I'm a spaghetti man.
Spaghetti woman.
Okay.
You have something to tell us, Ruby?
No.
Are
you sure? Bet.
Actually,
my
what do you mean, bet?
Bro, I swear, I'm gonna get you one of these days. I'm gonna scare you.
You're in the middle of class. She wouldn't expect you to send that. Yeah, she definitely isn't going to notice that obvious blotch of black. You could have just used white to like cover it.
You could have just used white, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta resend this.
You could have gone into Photoshop and just like
not even Photoshop. You can just go to your calorie and simple edit. You know,
calorie.
Just like put white.
You are.
I sometimes do that, you know. I make
when I stretch, I make the most autistic noises and the most autistic expression and position.
Hey, you can't say that. That's offensive.
like I look like a I look like a pretzel when I'm stretching, and then I sound like a baboon.
Hey, show us.
Yeah, how do you turn into a pretzel?
Like,
is that how you sleep? Like, well, like,
yes, that's how I sleep actually.
Like sometimes, like in these awkward positions, I'm like so uncomfortable. You just pass out.
That would only be in the sofa. You know, over my...
Yeah, or the sofa. Or at your friend's house, they don't give you a blanket, so you gotta, like, somehow cover yourself with yourself.
You go under the carpet.
I've done that before, actually. Yeah, I've used the carpet as a blanket.
I've used pillows at my aunt's house as a blanket, because I slept downstairs.
I use my dog as a blanket.
I use her dog as a blanket.
You know, okay, so I would go to my friend's house, and so, it's like the OG, crib. We, like, my friend, like, a lot of friends, we're saying, like, 10 would be the usual amount of friends that would go to his house. And we would all sleep, and
I bet his mom thought you were in the game. It's no, just like 10 no. Mexican boys all...
No, no, but we know each other. Our parents know each other, you know.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. And so then... So your family.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. And so then, at one point, my, his mother, she had to buy like a big blanket. We're talking like
huge,
like one of those like classic Mexican big blankets with the wolf on them.
Yeah, and yeah. So
it's a tiger with like a starry psychedelic universe behind it.
No, that's not my blanket.
That's not my blanket.
It's a one person blanket.
And like it was barely enough for us to fit.
You know what my childhood blanket was? It wasn't the deer thing.
No. Oh.
It was like it was like the Spider-Man thing, except it was Spider-Girl.
That was my
childhood blanket, because it was the only thing we had whenever.
You were like raising a baby.
Because my parents were poor, you know.
Understandable.
Yeah. Like they were like 20 maybe. They just moved out. And
of their house.
Yeah, my grandma's house. She lives here. Okay, chill. Well, that was all a joke, by the way, the whole...
Oh, okay. Okay.
Don't think. No. I'm technically American.
Well, if you're born on American soil...
You're American.
I can run for president and kick all the whites out.
That's racist. You can get sued for that.
Put that back in.
Oh, you smacked
it. No, Ruben.
Oh. Hey, guys, you have 5 minutes.
Oh, we have 5 minutes.
Get back to it. Is that again? Let me fix your TV.
Hey, you said no. You didn't say no homo.
I said no homo.
No, that's gay. That's gay.
Okay, wait. Hey. Okay, so thank you for listening to the stream, even though it was just 57, not an hour and 2 seconds, but...
We need to talk about something else quick.
Cancer.
Dad died.
Oh, yeah, Freddy's dad got cancer. Rosar.
Okay.
No, he got into a gruesome car.
Okay, well, thanks, guys, and I guess
hey,
next
no,
time...
I'm the one who says goodbye.
Fine, okay.
You have to send that to me.